This is Module 8, Darkness Before the Dawn. So let's recap what we've learned through the chapter, The Law of Prosperity. If you're unsure about any of these items, go back to Modules 5 through 7 and listen to them again. Okay, so the first item. You've identified the energy you wish to vibrate in, and you're actively choosing to stay in that higher vibration of love energy. Second item, you know how to recognize when that energy fades and you know what to do. Third item, when you want to create something new or different in your life, your first step is to consciously choose what you want and discern if you feel any resistance at receiving it. If you feel any resistance, use your tools to dissipate the darkness of fear and raise your vibration to a full body, yes, excited energy. This will bring your three levels of consciousness into alignment. Fourth item, access your higher self and your creation energy to mold what you want into form. You can use the short guided journey from the last module to support you. Fifth item, then to seal the deal, prepare for receiving what you've just set into motion to create. If you're creating a more loving relationship, create a space to be together in love and joy. If you want a new car, get a new St. Christopher for the sun visor or create a space to park it. If you want a new home, get a new keychain for the new keys or create change of address cards to notify your friends and family. If you want to take a trip, get something you'd need for the trip, a new atlas for a road trip, or maybe travel-sized toiletries if you're flying. Prepare to receive. Prepare to receive like the woman who wanted an apartment in New York when apartments were scarce. She bought new blankets for her new apartment and rejoiced at how wonderful it would be to live there. And she received the apartment even though there were over 200 other applicants. Florence teaches that man must prepare for the thing he's asked for when there isn't the slightest sign of it in sight. So I want to share some words of wisdom here. When you want to create something new and fantastic in your life, use good judgment on who you share your intentions with. Before sharing, make sure that the person you're sharing with will support you. If you're unsure of the support, then tell no one in your circle of friends and family. People you know who are living from a foundation of fear may not be supportive of you, not because they don't want to, but because fear rules their thoughts and words. Or your family and friends may be absolutely awesome and you can show them how to bring their dreams to fruition. Just be discerning. Okay, so now let's talk about the darkness before the dawn. When we want to create something different in our lives, typically it's because we're experiencing some form of painful, uncomfortable resistance with what we have now. Otherwise, we would be content with the status quo. To create something new, it's crucial that our subconscious is no longer running the show. All three levels of consciousness must be in alignment. Otherwise, we'll be struggling in a lesson of futility, trying to create something different from the same energy of fear. And we can't. We cannot create something different from the same vibration of fear. When we create from fear, we create more experiences of fear, more of what we already have and don't want. So, identify what you want, or at least the energy of it. Shift into the energy of receipt of what it would feel like, whether you know what it looks like or not. It's all good. It's not necessary for you to know what you want to create is going to look like. What is important is the energy that it feels like. You embrace it and you're in an excited state of joy of having what you want. Okay, so you've set the wheels in motion. Your energy of creation is forming. But in the material world, you're not seeing anything happening. And your brain starts to question you. Florence states that adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. They're the army of the aliens and must be put to flight. Now, we are beings of love and light. Doubt and fear are illusions of the physical world. Florence compares the abnormality of doubt and fear to aliens, and she's right. Doubt and fear are foreign to the energy of love that we really are. But when we doubt ourselves, the energy magnifies to become an army. The darkness before the dawn is the darkness of our own fear threatening to consume us. If we let that happen, we will stop the creation we put into motion. The experiences of your life, my life, depends on the vibration of our energy. Are you in the energy you've chosen, or are you in the energy that hidden fear has dictated? Remember, you choose from a foundation of empowerment. The three simple steps to creating something new or transforming the reality you already have are these. 1. Consciously choose what you want or need. 2. Claim and maintain the energy of receiving what you want or need feels like, addressing any resistance with your tools, maintaining your prosperity mindset. 3. Allow yourself to take whatever action steps are revealed and open your arms wide to receive what you want or need. Prepare for what you wish to be, do, or have. The how to bring what you want into your reality will be revealed to you when you allow your superconscious to work with the universe to materialize your creation energy into physical, tangible form. The action steps will be revealed to you if there are any for you to take. Make note of that, if there are any for you to take. Sometimes all that's necessary for you is to hold the energy and the universe simply provides. Other times, there'll be action steps for you to take. You'll be nudged to make a phone call or look at the paper and see exactly what you're looking for is advertised for free. Just come pick it up. Just be open to what Florence calls a lead. Today, we know it's our angels nudging us. If fear comes in, that darkness before the dawn, recognize it for what it is. The resistance fear energy. And it's an illusion, because the wheels of creation are forming the material thing or experience that you want, even money. Use your tools to process through resistance energy, dissolve it, and shift back into the energy of what it would feel like to receive what you want. I hold you in the light of powerfully maintaining the highest vibration of love or above possible. I know you have the power to create a new reality. This completes Module 8. Now go to the worksheet.